Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, good Friday morning to you. Glad you're with us here on the 13th day of June. We are following a lot of breaking news this morning. Some traffic problems out on 44 westbound. We're going to get you a traffic update here before long. We've got Iran being bombed by Israel. Apparently the second wave of that, and this operation that they're doing, Rising Lion, is going to go on for like 2 weeks from what we're told this morning. If we get new details on that, we're going to cut in here for you. That is the latest that we know of at this hour. And the governor has declared a state of emergency in Missouri, like in advance of protests expected here this weekend. So we're going to get to all that news for you. Stick around a little bit later. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Scott J. Gowen with me this morning as Kim St. Ange starts her vacation. Good for her. All right, so we're watching what's going on in D.C. as well. It's going to be in the backdrop now of everything that's going on around the world, I'm sure, in these protests. But they're starting to try to implement some of these DOGE cuts, things they can't do in the big, beautiful bill, but they can roll back in the House. And we've got our friend Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio covering that story this morning. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing good. Happy Friday the 13th.
Yeah, happy Friday the 13th. Boy, they must feel like that in Iran this morning, even if they don't know what that means. So what is in this this rescission bill that they passed yesterday?
Right. Yeah, the first one, and many probably thought this was a test run for future DOGE cuts. And, of course, this was also probably a smart move not to have this on Friday the 13th, because this became very tight yesterday. So it's a $9.4 billion package. It would cut spending for USAID, certain State Department programs, and you also have public broadcasting in there, too, so NPR and PBS. Most of the money is towards the foreign aid side of things. But this is a vote that really went down to the wire, where you had 6 Republicans initially vote no and 2 switched their vote to yes after conversations with Speaker Johnson, and it barely got across the finish line.
Wow. So what was the dispute then? And, you know, I was supposed to have Congressman Eric Burleson on the show this morning from Missouri, and he had some flight problem that he had to reschedule. So I was hoping to get to some of those questions with him. Yeah. Was it the House Freedom Caucus that slowed this down because there weren't enough cuts?
No. They were the reasons why, one of the reasons why this got put on the floor in the first place.
Okay.
You know, and guys like Thomas Massey and Rand Paul had been putting for this rescission package to be sent to Congress for a long time. These were more moderate members, swing district members, who were pushing back on this. You know, one of them had concerns about this program called PEPFAR, which was actually started under George W. Bush, which goes towards, AIDS, HIV prevention and awareness and treatment across the across the globe. That was a program that, you know, I think this person wanted to make one, at least one congressman wanted to make sure that they weren't making any cuts to the medicine side of things, and that it was more of a, one of the cuts to be going to a right place that made sense.
Right.
But then you also have Nicole Malliotakis, I think, had a good example of this. She's a congresswoman from New York, a swing district, where she was pointing out that she had meetings with constituents, and all of them were Republicans this week, and they were very adamantly saying, don't cut funding to PBS. I think this was probably, and when this was looking like it might actually get tanked, it might not go in the right direction, we were wondering, well, why did they pick these, a pretty divisive topic for their first rescission package when there are other things that could be up for cuts in the future that probably aren't going to be as controversial. It might actually be bipartisan in some cases, like animal testing. Either way, this one got across the finish line, and we can expect some more DOGE cuts in the future, probably.
Yeah, well, we have to get this through the Senate, and this is going to be one of those bills that faces cloture vote, right? I mean, they'd have
no,
to get
it. Does not. It does not. No.
Okay.
No,
all right.
And that's why I think you had Republicans pushing the White House to go about this earlier, and maybe not do everything by executive order or DOGE wise, because the rescission process is actually a very simple process. It just has to come from the White House. It has to be done within 45 days after the White House sends it to Congress, and it can go simple majority both chambers. So it's been seen as a very convenient tool for Republicans to use and the White House to use, because all you have to do is just get 50 votes in the Senate and you're good to go.
Just out of interest, has Elon Musk X'd out about that this morning? Is he happy?
I've not seen anything from Musk on that just yet.
But these are the cuts he was pushing for, right?
Yes, exactly. Yes, they are. Absolutely.
Yeah, and Ryan Schmelz, our guest from Fox News Radio, correct me if I'm wrong here, but there is a difference between the rescission package and what they can do in the big, beautiful bill, right?
Correct.
From a budget perspective, it seems to me that of all people, Elon Musk should have understood that. But, I mean, he was brutal in his takedown of the big, beautiful bill.
Yeah, and this was something that Stephen Miller and a couple other White House officials really had to get aggressive about, where they had to kind of say that, look, the reconciliation process, the big, beautiful bill process, by law, there are certain things we cannot touch in this, and we can only touch certain other things. And he's pointing out that, with the big, beautiful bill, it has to be what's called mandatory spending. So, entitlement programs, military programs, those things go under that jurisdiction, or tax policy, right?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And, some of the DOGE cuts. Now, the DOGE cuts can go into mandatory spending like military and entitlements, but a lot of them have been focused so far on what would be under what's called discretionary spending,
right,
which includes like foreign aid, USAID, other programs like Department of Transportation, you name it. And this is what would be considered discretionary spending. Therefore, you cannot cut these things in the one big, beautiful bill. It has to be done through Congress through another means, and rescissions is one of them.
Well, you've enlightened me this morning, because I, for some reason, thought the rescission bill had to get 60 votes in the Senate. But that's really good news, Ryan. Thank you for brightening my day.
Oh, of course. No problem.
All right. Ryan Schmelz, we appreciate you. We'll talk soon.
Have a good one, Mark.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Ryan Schmelz there, St. Louis native, by the way, who's doing well for himself up there in at Fox News, working out of the Washington, D.C. Bureau. And, yeah, that's great. I mean, if we've got $9 billion in rescission cuts and it only needs a simple majority in the Senate, hopefully they can rubber stamp that one at least if the big, beautiful bill's still languishing over there and we're seeing some of these cuts go into effect. I mean, I'm sorry. Everybody wants that AIDS issue that he brought up. I'm sure that's started from a good place. But again, I would ask, why in the world would United States taxpayers be in charge of spreading the word around the world about the risk of AIDS? I'm not quite sure why American taxpayers are on the hook for that. If that money's being spent in the United States, maybe I see that argument. But I'm sure there are plenty of examples just like that in this rescission bill. All right, coming up, we're going to get to more of what's going on in Iran overnight. More bombs have fallen, and apparently Iran launched at least 100 drones, armed drones, toward Israel. A number of those have been apparently intercepted and taken out. There are no reports of damage yet in Israel this morning. We're going to keep an eye on all this for you and get to the very latest coming up here in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.